Come on and put your hand in the hand of the man. That's Ocean. It's 7:23 now. KYK Music San Francisco. Back to 1965. And here comes Buona Johnny following Seasons 4.
Cliff Saunders, tomorrow he starts regularly. Every morning you'll be able to wake up to that. What, hello? Thought I heard a big click. Everybody shut off their radios, right? Hello, hold on.
Sweetheart, we're working our way. Together we've been happy hours and oh, happy days. Laughing in the sunshine and crying in the rain. Together we knew happy days and never knew no pain. Yeah, Saturday. Sunny days, sunny sunshine, happy days.
morning, this is Brad Messer with the 7:30 News. Now, the official line from the school people in San Francisco this morning is, please do go to school today. That's the official word. Lieutenant Callie, for a while, forgot all about his military training yesterday. He stood before his six-man jury at Fort Benning and jammed his hands into his pockets like they'd never let you do in basic training. And he told the jury, you have stripped me of my honor. That jury comes back into the courtroom today to decide where Callie is going to go, to prison for life or to a death chamber. Now, Callie's former boss, Captain Medina, says that verdict was harsh and severe, which you might well expect him to say because Captain Medina faces a court-martial in connection with the same My Lai massacre. KYA News Time is 7:32.
Looking so good, looking so fine. A change has come over you that's kind of hard to define. Nothing different about the clothes you wear.
Vitalis Dry Control gives your hair a dry, casual, natural appearance. You know it's there, but you just can't see it. Now, this is quite an idea from the group called San Francisco Tomorrow. They think it'd be neat to have some of the really old streetcars, the ones that look like cable cars but run off juice, running along a beautified market street. If that idea appeals to you, whether you're for it or against it, for that matter, the fellow who's carrying the proposal to the city bosses is Supervisor Ron Pelosi, so call him if you're interested one way or another. San Francisco Tomorrow says its streetcar idea could be a part of making Market Street one of the most beautiful in America. It sure got a long way to go. Sacramento lawmakers are looking at marijuana. I don't mean they have it out on the table and they're rolling joints, but I mean they're looking at how people get punished for having the weed. And now the same committee that for the past 3 years has said no to this plan now says yes, marijuana possession should be made a misdemeanor. That means instead of hustling your way to jail for a few years for having that stuff, a penalty of $250 in fines or 90 days in jail or both would be the sentence. Now that grass law isn't passed by a long shot, but they're talking about it seriously in Sacramento, and it's passed the first step. U.S. Parole Board in Washington will decide today if Union President Jimmy Hoffa of the Teamsters will get out of prison. Justice Department already confirms it will not oppose that parole for that 58-year-old Union leader who was put in the pokey in 1967 for trying to influence the minds of a jury. President Nixon turning over some of his California land to the people. Properties belong to the Marines at Camp Pendleton. It's a stretch of beach near his oceanfront home in San Clemente. Now a federal property review board concludes the Marines didn't really have any further use for that beach, and they'll turn it over for public recreation. In sports, the Dodgers blasted the Giants 9-1 yesterday. Padres beat the Indians 6-3. The Cubs beat the Angels by the same 6-3 score, and the Brewers edged the Oakland A's 6-5. All five of California's Major League Baseball teams scheduled to see action again today. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bon and Johnny is here to play more music. Ah!
Power to the people.
That's Frida Payne there, Band of Gold. Don't worry, Frida. It'll turn green before evening, 7:42 here at KYA with Buona Johnny. Congratulations this morning to Sam Rico of the city. Sam was quick to call KYA when that underwater singer sang, and his name is now among the finalists eligible to wake up winning a waterbed from Cliff Saunders starting tomorrow morning on KYA. By the way, there's been, I just have received word here, somebody hung this in front of me, there's been another earthquake in the San Fernando Valley. And Brad Messer will have details at 8 a.m.
One toll over the line, sweet Jesus. One toll over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toll over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toll over the line. Been changing, as you can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, but surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. I sail away a country mile, and now I'm returning and showing off a smile. I met all the girls and I loved myself a few, and to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, it opened up my eyes. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Train that goes home, sweet Mary. I'm hoping that the train is on time. Sitting down in a
scream nice. Yes, that's Smokey Robinson Miracles, future hit from KYA, and I don't blame you at all. It's Buona Johnny. It's 7:48 in the city.
There's never been a day of drag racing in Northern California like this coming Sunday, when the National Hot Rod Association and the Mattel Company combine forces to present the Hot Wheels Northern Nationals at Fremont Raceway. Due to rain several weeks ago, further qualifying and all racing will be jammed into one monumental day. This Sunday, the Hawaiian, Don Prudhomme, Dick Landy, the California Charger. Sure, they'll all be back. You'll be back for the greatest drag race of the year. Gates open with the Sun pre-race parade at 12:30. Northern Nationals this Sunday at Fremont.
Joe Cocker and his 42-member touring company, captured on film in Mad Dogs and Englishmen, filled with multiple screen images and four-track stereophonic sound. Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, an A&M film released by MGM, rated GP, all ages parental guidance.
Well, wonderful. Okay. Let me remind you that that starts Friday. Exclusive Northern California engagement at the Cinema 21 San Francisco.
In these taxing times, Benevest has something to offer.
Mr. Steinberg, to me, is a doll.
People?
I mean, I've never spoken to people like this before. They were very truthful with you. They didn't tell you one thing and then do another.
Very friendly. Gave us coffee. My son was running around like a nut, and everybody was pretty nice to him.
We liked their manner and the way they did things and the way we came out.
Come into Benevest. We think you'll like the way you come out.
Well, did it again. Fine. Call Benevest, dial tax 0500. That's tax 0500. That's easy to remember. Bay Area weather today is going to be warmer and fair through Thursday. High is somewhere in the 60s. Current temperatures 43, 42, 45, and 48.
I love you.
San Francisco and Buona Johnny here, 7:53 on a Wednesday morning. And let's make a memory this morning.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I knew it. better every single day singing.
Wanted Johnny and the most requested song this morning, $3 Man.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now.
That's all he got.
out and they'll call the alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp clapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. There's a cat called Doc Mills South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Cisco. Good morning. This is Brad Messer with the 8 o'clock news. There was another Southern California earthquake this morning. Not a bad one. Just about 7 o'clock, that shaker hit the San Fernando Valley, which is the same place where the big one hit February 9th. This morning, shaker tipped over water heaters and made some chimneys fall down, they tell us, but there wasn't any major damage, no buildings falling down and such. The scientists have looked at the shaking needles on the seismographs and say it was 3.8 on the Richter scale. That's roughly 1/8 the power of the big quake in February. KYA News time is 8:03.
So convenient, park right at the door. Oh, thank heaven for that 7-Eleven store.
When I talk or do business, I'll add on the line. Noble. That's what I like when I go into a store. Any kind of store. I don't want to sit around. Don't want to browse. I want to get in, get what I want, get out. No fancies. That's what a Sumlim store is. My kind of noble store. Get in, get what you want, and get out. That's it.
Oh, thank heaven for that 7-Eleven store.
Lieutenant Calley may find out today whether he is going to live or die. Court-martial jury at Fort Benning deliberating now on whether to sentence him to life in prison or death for the murder of civilians at My Lai. Yesterday, Calley made a personal plea to the jury. He stood there and looked at them with his hands jammed in his pockets, and he said that if he committed a crime, apparently it was in judgment, that he valued his troops' lives more than the lives of the enemy. And we'll see if the jury buys that. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Fun and Johnny, he's here to play more music.
Try to see things my way, till I have